Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
As the festive season ramps up, many South Africans are facing a grim reality. A new debt rescue survey shows that financial pressures are forcing many households to cut back on things like travel, gifts and even essential purchases. With the high inflation, rising food prices and interest rates that are still high, it is for many shaping up to be a difficult holiday season. So let's discuss the findings and explore some solutions. And a regular guest on our program throughout the year is Annelien van der Poel, who is Chief Operating Officer of Debt Rescue. Annelien, good evening to you and welcome. So some alarming statistics here. 68% of South Africans staying home for the holidays. What does this say about the state of our finances?
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you so much for having me. I think it's telling us the reality that consumers are facing, and it's difficult. It's really, their budgets are under enormous strain, and if they're having to start sacrificing, for example, travel, which we know this time of year is the time where people want to get together and spend time with family, and that they're having to choose, quite literally to put food on the table rather than travel, it tells us that it's a very dire situation indeed.
It's interesting because there is a general sense within the business community that there's more optimism. The indicators are moving in a positive direction, but that hasn't yet trickled down to ordinary people, the person in the street.
Absolutely. I mean, the signs are there, the right motions are and indicators are out there. But for us as average consumers, we're not feeling it yet. We're not seeing it yet. Unemployment remains high, even though it's starting to improve. It's still incredibly high. And the reality is we've only seen these small little interest rate reductions, which means on the average person's budget in comparison to the speed and amount with which it went up, it's not coming through fast enough. And inflation has slowed down, but it's cost are still getting more expensive. Petrol's gone up, and it's really very, very difficult out there for consumers.
A very poignant number is almost three quarters of people surveyed are cutting back or at least giving up giving presents entirely. Again, that's a real indicator of financial distress. But there's more to it, I think. It's also a sense of the kind of mood that prevails in the country right now at a time when we should have a smile on our face. We should be a little happier and a little more optimistic.
Indeed. And you know, it's that one luxury time that we have where most people are on a break and get to just let their hair down a bit and just breathe. And after what many have considered to be an incredibly difficult year, and many are not going to be able to do that in the manner in which they had anticipated, which was, you know, spending time with family, gifting, etc., but rather quite literally focusing on putting food on the table. And I guess it's a good thing in a way, because it means that people are focusing on rather not getting themselves into further debt unnecessarily. But it's a sad reality that we're living with right now, is that we are having to take such drastic measures in how we live our lives.
And that in turn is tough for the retail trade because sales won't be as high, and that then circles back and has a direct impact on the consumer.
Absolutely. So it's a vicious cycle, unfortunately, because if we're not spending, if we spend too much, then inflation goes up, and then it affects interest rates. If we don't spend enough, the economy is not driven enough, and we don't have the benefits of that. So it's a very a catch-22, if you want to call it that we're sitting with at the moment in terms of spend, don't spend, can we afford to spend, and what is the big picture impact of that?
Now, I don't know if this next percentage is good news or bad news, but just over half of respondents prefer to use cash these days. Is this a sign of healthier financial habits, or are we just scared of taking on more credit card debt?
It's a good question, and I think it's a combination of both. I think it's fantastic that consumers are rather saying, because we know if we're talking about cash here rather than entering into credit, people are more cautious. If you physically are talking, you know, banknotes, people are more cautious to hand out than it is to tap and swipe. But also the fact that they've planned to rather say, this is my budget, this is what I've managed to save, and that is all I am spending. That is fantastic. I mean, that's a very, very positive move. But on the other side, it's also telling us that people are cautious of further debt because they've seen the impact that interest rate had on their debt repayments, and they literally cannot afford to incur it further.
Having said that, though, many of us will continue to tap and swipe at this time. We will rely on credit to get through the holidays, and we need to break the cycle of that worry that we have in January and the fear of incurring more medium to long-term debt.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not been termed January for nothing. This, for most people, this 6 week lag between your getting paid early in December for many people, and the next payday being at the end of January. And we literally have to be so incredibly cautious during this period, because we have got that on the one side. On the other side, we're being inundated with marvelous marketing, which is enticing us to buy things that we probably don't need and probably cannot afford either. So it's a very difficult situation we're finding ourselves in right now, and really, really so important for consumers to have a plan and stick to it during this period to not end up in this debt spiral at the end of the day.
Yet, Annalene, many people will find themselves in that exact position. So let's circle back then to your specific area of expertise. I would imagine that probably towards the end of January next year, your phones are going to be ringing off the hook. There are common misconceptions about debt review, but people should be encouraged, I guess, to seek help before it's too late. But there is that fear of simply being embarrassed about doing that.
Oh, indeed. And you know, obviously, we've been doing this for more than 16 years, so we understand the difficulty. This is a very difficult personal decision for a consumer to have to face, to say, I need help with my debt. But, you know, ultimately, we've got to look at the statistics, and it's telling us that almost 40% of credit active consumers are in this position where they have, you know, problems with their credit reports, where they are behind on accounts, etc. So the positive I can give consumers is you are most definitely not alone. It's not a question of it's something to be embarrassed about. Most of the factors currently affecting consumers are way beyond our control. It's the high cost of living. It's the high cost of debt. And that's ultimately why debt counseling was brought in, was to assist consumers who are over indebted, to get them, to find them a sustainable solution to repay their debts and ultimately become debt free. And you talk about, you know, misunderstandings around debt review. One of the biggest ones we often face is people think they'll never be able to get debt again. But once you've successfully completed debt review, you can very easily re-enter into the credit market. We have thousands of consumers who've done so, obtained credit, bought houses, bought cars, etc. Just understanding that the purpose of debt review is to become debt-free, to find a way to pay your debt and still be able to live without getting into a debt spiral ultimately.
How difficult is that process, given that you often have to climb out of a very, very deep hole?
You know, it's actually not that difficult. I mean, ultimately, the beauty of this process is that firstly, it's part of legislation, which means that it gives the debt counselor the authority to enter into these negotiations, and the credit provider has to work with the debt counselor to find a sustainable solution. And from a consumer perspective, it's just a question of, you know, obviously, your debt counselor helps you set up a new budget, and you've got to stick to that. And you can't incur new debt whilst you're under debt review, because the object is obviously to get out of debt. But it's actually not that difficult. We rehabilitate so many consumers successfully monthly, and who are able to walk away and say, I'm debt free. So it takes some discipline. It takes some getting used to, especially if you have to learn to work with a budget and stay within that. But once you get into the habit and to the change, it works beautifully.
I have no doubt that we will talk again in the new year. That's the Chief Operating Officer of Debt Rescue, Annalene van der Poel. Thank you very much indeed, and good night.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.